Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're Corey, I know we got the C-Block coming up, but do you have even more Dallas Stars news for us today?
Give me just a second, Kevin. Yes.
Oh, no.
The Dallas Stars have added Brendan Smith to a one-year, $1 million contract.
Used to be the producer for Ben and Skin.
Yeah, and then he went to DBU, and now he's doing great work there.
Wow.
This
I had
is,
no idea.
From the Hockey Hawk, this helps the penalty kill a bunch.
Thank God.
And we were miserable at that during that playoff run. So, congratulations to the Stars. Making some moves. Thank you very much, Lucy. I appreciate that. We're all awaiting the Clay thing. Like that's sure. Essentially every single person is refreshing their timeline. They got it locked in right here on the Fan because everybody's kind of awaiting. When is this going to come down? And I hope it doesn't take too long other than like, can you imagine if they went until like Friday with this thing wore us out on this window? Like, oh my gosh.
You think he's going to do it July 4th like KD?
Or he could do it July 5th at the Dallas Card Show where I'm going to be on Friday with Mike and doing her thing. So looking forward to all that stuff, though. Here we go. All right.
C-block me.
The Juan Soto trade. And I'm not talking about the one of the Yankees. I'm talking about the Washington Nationals to the Padres.
Yeah, because another kid.
Yes, and we're about to see James Wood, 6'7", 235-pound center fielder. Good
wow.
God. He is it today? Is today going to be the day?
Yeah, his debut.
All right, so we're excited about that. But Juan Soto and Josh Bell were traded for Robert Hassel III, Jarlin Susanna, I'm going to say, James Wood, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, and Luke Voigt. And
it's a lot.
C.J. Abrams, 23, one of the best shortstops in baseball. Like not,
that was
like,
the marquee name.
He was, I think, the sixth best prospect in all of baseball at the time.
Could be an all-star this year. Like, that's a potential thing that could happen. The Mackenzie Gore is a left-handed pitcher, roller coaster kind of guy, but he's become a rotation guy.
Okay.
And he's only 25. Jarlin Susanna, 6'6", 20 years old, throwing 100 miles an hour in single A ball. And James Wood is about to take over, Kevin. Here's a post from April 11th on James Wood's day. Second inning, nice catch in center field. Third inning, home run, 106.8 miles per hour off the bat.
Wow.
Fifth inning, single, 108 off the bat. Sixth inning, double, 111 off the bat. Eighth inning, home run, 108.8 off the bat. Slash line at that point was 441, 558, 794.
Oh.
That was in April. So number 3 overall prospect, James Wood, reportedly being called up and making his debut tonight. So, and his slash right now, Kevin, in AAA games, 346, 458, 578. That is, I know when we're all like sitting here going, oh my gosh, we have to go get that group. We have to go get a hitter to put on this team right now. And there was a time when Juan Soto was the name. But Juan Soto for the Padres played 2 months and one round in the playoffs.
Ooh.
2 months and one round in the playoffs. And then they moved on and said, all right, you're a Yankee now, buddy, I guess. So that looks like one of those things where you're just like, didn't quite work out for us.
Do you think they call up the Clippers today to just talk about how, like, hey, sometimes you go for it and it doesn't work out for you?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe that is. And that is, like, as a Rangers fan, you're like, hey, let's add a bat to this thing. And I'm not saying you're going to get fleeced like this, because I don't think that Chris Young is looking at this team right now saying we're just one piece away. But whenever it comes down to these trades, over time, you can see if you didn't get what you ultimately wanted, and that's what the Clippers wanted, yep, a championship. That being said, they got lots of playoff basketball and five years of Paul George.
They did.
For the short period of time that Juan Soto was there, it just didn't seem like enough there. So there it is. I was just kind of bringing up that as part of a casual conversation.
Now, Corey, you've been breaking Stars news all day for some people who maybe they had a meeting or something like that from the 682. This person is just now realizing that the Stars signed Matt Dumba, better known as the player who did what?
He took out Pavelski in the playoffs a couple
Pavelski's
years ago.
Pavelski's not here anymore.
Okay. All right. You think it's because... So you're saying Matt Dumba took out Pavelski again?
I don't know how that works. I've always been curious. Do you at least need to have a conversation? Would Dumba have needed to get on the horn with Pavelski and be like, hey, I might join your team. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, that's a weird thing too, right? Because Clay to the Lakers is a reality. And didn't Clay, like, they all hated LeBron. They all conspired to get KD so that they could beat LeBron. So I'm always weirded out about that. And wasn't Kyrie on that team?
Yeah.
That beat them? So does Clay want to come play with Kyrie, who hit a dagger three against his team?
I mean, I would bring up some of the other finals too. I'd be like, it didn't always go your way. If this is what we're really
gotcha,
doing.
Gotcha.
But that's a good question.
Kevin, you can say the last name better than me.
Nurmagomedov.
Khabib? One more time.
Nurmagomedov.
All of his assets have been seized by the Russian government, I believe. No.
Russia.
Because he owes them 297 million rubles.
How much is that in American?
$3.39 million.
Oh, man.
Which is a lot to us.
That feels like...
But to a guy like that, shouldn't it be nothing?
Change your system, right?
That's just taxes, by the way.
So, like, if I gave you a $1 bill, it's like 10 rubles. Or a 10 cent.
It's a lot, man. It's a complete change.
If you got a 1 ruble bill... It would be 10 cents.
Yeah. So right now, Conor McGregor is having a ball on Twitter.
Should he, though?
But that being said, I saw him post a couple things this morning, and then they were deleted. So there I don't know what's going on.
All right. It's the same thing here. Because, like, if Conor McGregor is dunking on Khabib when he posts, like, you don't have any money, then my simple response would be, like, it's too bad that the tax people aren't you, because then I know I could put them to sleep. And like, let that fight happen. And Khabib embarrassed Conor. And so that's a weird take. Like, hey, at least you didn't beat up an old guy. Oh, wait, Conor, you did that too.
He did do that. And so fighting Khabib again, would that be like beating up an old guy?
Khabib
of Conor
would beat the ever-loving crap out of Conor
but
McGregor.
But Conor's an old guy at this point, right?
Yeah, Conor McGregor doesn't fight anymore. He's like, oh, I got a broken toe. I can't fight. That's what happened. He was supposed to fight this weekend.
Well, toes hurt.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sometimes. You fight with a broken toe.
If I got that kind of money, I'd do it.
You'd lose.
I'm not disputing that whatsoever.
Last time he thought he felt good and his leg snapped in half. Now if he goes out there with a broken toe, what else is going to snap in half?
That is a good point.
I didn't even know he was doing this anymore. I thought he was retired.
Well, and because he made fun of the fight right before that with Poirier, and he's like, look at your sad 500,000 buy rate. And I was like, dude, Poirier beat you. Like, What are you even talking about?
Moments ago, I just found out the first trailer for the final season of Cobra Kai has been released. So,
did you hear how they're doing this? It's so dumb.
Part one releases on July 18th.
It's three parts. They're going to release like five episodes at a time every 6 months or something.
Smart.
Come on, Cobra Kai.
Smart.
I loved Cobra Kai. It's done.
Did it fit? It ran out of...
It's done. They ran out of juice a while back. They're trying, but...
Who fights that much? Seriously, nobody's fighting that
it
much.
It was cool. Teens. Johnny and Daniel LaRusso, and they changed roles, or at least they tried to make you think like who was the good guy or the bad guy, and that was cool and everything, but it's gotten to the point where it's over and done with.
That being said,
I'll watch it. I hate myself for it.
I like that you brought up the good guy, bad guy thing, because over the weekend, and I don't do a lot of SmackDown watching.
Yes.
But over the weekend, SmackDown was in New York.
Madison Square Garden, baby.
And it looked like Jalen Brunson put on yet another show at Madison Square Garden. Is that what Triple H said?
He was like, yet another show.
As he and Tyrese Halliburton kind of squared off for SmackDown. And Kevin, this had me intrigued because Tyrese Halliburton walks around the ring and Jalen Brunson stands up, and just watching him stand up, I was like, oh, this is fun. This is good wrestling stuff. But then he hops over the fence or whatever, the wall.
He hopped
over it, and I was like, this is even more fun.
And so they had Tyrese Halliburton come out with Logan Paul because, like, look, Logan Paul is hateable. I don't care how much you like Tyrese Halliburton. He's going to get booed in Madison Square Garden. Like, that's where it was. You're not going to get him cheered.
That's a fact.
Might as well put him with somebody that everyone's going to boo. And then LA Knight was doing some stuff with Jalen Brunson. I like him.
He has great thighs.
You do. It does set an oddly dangerous precedent. Sometimes I wonder if, like, I know he's famous, but he could just hop the rail and get in the ring with a steel chair.
Exactly. And then Halliburton gets the brass knuckles, and he's walking around with the brass knuckles. And I thought that was a lot of fun. But that kind of led me to this because we've seen this. The Cowboys had a few players at one of the wrestling events years ago.
TNA years ago.
And it's a lot of fun to kind of see people pop out in these cameo type things. Hell, watch The Bear. See how many cameos they have just this season alone, and people that you're like, how did they cast these people? It's awesome. The amount of people that have made their way into the Bear.
I'm trying to think.
John Mulaney was in it. There's been a lot
the Rock,
of people.
The wrestler?
No, different guy. But that being said,
Triple H?
Alec and Kevin. Mike, if you want to get involved here, you can. Give me your top five all-time WWE cameos. Because I have a list here, and I'll give you the top five.
Pete Rose has got to be on there.
They have Bad Bunny 1.
Okay, and see, this is where it gets a little tricky, right? Because Bad Bunny has been awesome, but he's wrestled numerous matches now. So I don't know if that is a cameo, but yeah, he's been incredible.
They also had Ronda Rousey. They had Stephen Amell, the guy from Arrow, who came out. They have Shaq at number 4 and Jon Stewart at number 5.
No.
Boo!
Pete Rose needs to be high up on this list. Mike, I think you'll appreciate this.
I don't know. What year is this?
It started in 1998.
They got Mr. T at 15.
Okay, Mr. T main evented the first WrestleMania. That's just preposterous.
He made my top five. That's stupid.
Pete Rose came out as a guest ring announcer for WrestleMania 14 in Boston. And so people don't like him in Boston. And he goes, oh, how about it? Last time I was here, we kicked your ass. And everyone's just like, boo. And he goes, I dropped some tickets off for Bill Buckner, but he couldn't bend down to pick them up. How about it? And everyone's like, boo. And then this dude, Kane, comes out and tombstones him. And everybody loses it because they want to see Pete Rose get destroyed. And then he does the same bit against Kane.
When Kane and The Undertaker were the same person?
Yeah, no, not the same person, but feuding against each other.
Oh, but they're brothers or something?
Well, not in real life, but yes, in the story. And so he did this the next 2 years, including 1 year, dressing up like the San Diego Chicken to try to attack Kane.
The San Diego Chicken is so underrated in the history of sports.
You're so right.
Pete Rose is really high up on my list. Alec, what's your top five?
Okay, so number five, I had Johnny Knoxville from Jackass because he was actually fantastic. He bought into the entire thing. Number four, Snoop Dogg. Every time they bring him in for commentary, it's gold.
Okay.
I have to air it every time on the weekends, anytime he shows up. Muhammad Ali, number three.
That's greatness.
Yes.
I had to put him in the top three. Mr. T was number two.
Yeah.
For me.
He main evented WrestleMania 1, and Muhammad Ali was the outside referee.
Exactly. Like, they had pivotal roles in WrestleManias and some big storylines. And number one, I did put Bad Bunny, even though he's made multiple appearances and multiple matches.
Yeah.
He was never, like, a contracted guy. It was a couple of one-offs. So I counted it, because I would have put Logan Paul there, but now he's a contracted wrestler.
There you go, yeah.
Mike Tyson was really great in that role as well. And then somebody brought up Mark Cuban. Man, I saw Mark Cuban get the RKO in Dallas, awesome. And I thought it was awesome. And then, look, I know this name automatically makes people get really heated one way or another.
Boban's cameo in John Wick was awesome. I agree.
But Donald Trump was in one of these where, like, he had a surrogate wrestler against Vince McMahon's surrogate wrestler.
Hair versus hair.
Yeah. And whoever loses gets their head shaved. And then Donald Trump.
How'd that go?
Vince McMahon got his head shaved.
Oh,
Donald Trump clotheslined him. It was really awkward looking, but then he got the stunner and it was awesome. So that's a thing.
All right.
That happened.
And that helps. I gotcha.
Man, I really wish we had more time to talk about this. I realize we need to get
to talk about what? The wrestling part or?
Dude, the wrestling part. Yes. Thanks, Corey. To talk about the wrestling part. We're the KNC masterpiece.
Or the Juan Soto part.
Right,
I didn't know which one you wanted
on
to really
go. 105.3, not the politics part. Oh. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, perhaps one more day of NFL overreaction or reality.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Who next right here on The Fan?
Yeah! The fake to Jacobs. Manning on a roll. Manning looking for the end zone. He's in there. Touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That's right. That was an Eli Manning rushing touchdown, which brings us to, at least for now, our final edition of NFL Overreaction or Reality. Overreaction or Reality. People will not stop talking all year about Eli Manning and whether or not he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh. They won't stop talking about Eli Manning?
And if he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Is it because this is the first year of eligibility?
Yes.
I feel like this is something Sean's going to talk a lot about.
I feel like there's going to be at least three times, and I'm dead serious about this, where there's a package on the Fox pregame with him. And the reason being is because of the Tom Brady connection and Tom Brady being on Fox. Sure. So anytime they can incorporate I think they will try to use it. Saying. So now when you say they, you mean everybody?
Big media besides us.
Dude, we have so many other things to talk about.
But you just heard Mike. You know this is something Sean wants to talk about.
And he is. He's a Hall of Famer. Might as well go ahead and put him in the Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
He won two Super Bowls as a quarterback. He's a Manning.
And he accumulated a lot of stats.
He did.
Too.
You're right.
And he won the Super Bowl.
You look at the two Super Bowls, and I get he didn't make the playoffs a lot, but when he did, and he beat Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So in the 17-0, perfect. It's going to be perfect. He beat him. And so I look at it and go, he accumulated stats, whether you like it or not, he accumulated stats. And then to put it to the top is he won two championships.
Still, Kevin, that tweet, I didn't want to show up to Tom Brady's roast because I didn't want to have to roast him three times.
was championship level tweet
right there, dude. So do you not think he's a Hall of Famer?
Here's the thing. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but to your point, per the qualifications that the modern Hall of Fame uses to put people in, I think he will make the Hall of Fame.
And that's kind of where I stand on it, too. I understand how the voters are going to vote on it.
NFL overreaction or reality, you're concerned that the Micah Malik Hooker thing is indicative of the drama that's going to surround this team all year long.
Reality. I'm very concerned about
Me
it.
Me too.
This is bad.
You don't have to smile about it, Mike.
I think they're going 15-0, and then they'll lose the last two games to get ready for the playoff loss.
Can you imagine if
God, you're an ass.
Can you imagine if Marcus Simeon was just ticked off at Corey Seager for not coming on his podcast to call him out?
Well, I can't. I hear what you're saying. Luca, I just can't.
Luca and Kai are just sitting there and they're just like, man, I don't even like. That would destroy the team because now people are going to be forced to pick sides.
Here was the thing that was confusing to me. And I get Keyshawn Johnson is getting paid millions of dollars to work with Skip Bayless now. When he got Malik Hooker, I was like, doesn't he get bigger names than that?
Cowboy's a cowboy.
Cowboy's a cowboy. Because if Malik Hooker wasn't playing for the Cowboys, but just a average safety on another team, nobody would ever want to interview him.
Malik Hooker also, I think, I think there's no doubt
there
about it. When his
career's
over, I think he'll be in media.
It was an hour interview.
Yeah.
And so this was a snippet of it. And obviously the one that made national headlines and one that ticked off Micah Parsons where he really wanted to reach out to him personally through Twitter. So I thought that was awesome.
He couldn't have DM'd him.
Yeah, he was really mad that he didn't call him and talk to him about this because they've had so much time. So he decided to reach out through public Twitter to reach out to Malik Hooker.
Which is the part of me, by the way, Clippers are serious contenders to sign Nick Batum. Never mind. But that's the part to me, Kevin.
How many times have you heard
I've
the Mavericks?
I've wanted Nick Batum so many times.
To be honest, if this Klay Thompson thing falls through, I want Nicholas Batum.
Yeah, I love the
league. We've almost had him like eight times, I feel like.
But it kind of, because of the way that it's played out, it kind of does look like wrestling a little bit, where he's like, let me make this public.
Yeah.
So that we can stir up a little feud in the podcast and get bigger
if
numbers.
If they were building up towards their pay-per-view battle at Money in the Bank, I'd be like, great.
But they're building up to a football season that they need to show up after getting whooped in the playoffs last year. I get it.
NFL overreaction or reality. Multiple track athletes and rugby players from the Paris Olympics will get NFL tryouts.
What? Didn't they say they're not doing
Since you said tryouts, yeah. I don't, maybe, they'll, it's too tough to play in the NFL. People think they can do it. You get killed in that sport.
You think a rugby player would be suited?
I think the rules are so different. I think that it's such a different, even though it looks similar, I think it's just so different that it's, it's really tough. I get it's happened. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but based off the... So you're saying NFL scouts have not looked at rugby players, but they're going to just turn on the television and go, oh, there's a sport called rugby?
That is the contention I'm giving you.
Yeah, or like, that guy's super fast. All right, let him get smoked one time going up for a you know, 50-50 ball and see if he wants to keep doing this or just run fast.
I got a different angle on that.
Okay.
Because the money is getting so good in college football, the NFL is going to have to travel elsewhere to find their talent. Is that what you're suggesting here,
yes.
Kevin? So the NIL money is so good that guys are going to be sticking around in college football, and that's why they're going to have to find it. You got to go overseas. You got to find it somewhere else.
Something to consider. Now,
the air up there.
And if the Kevin Bacon movie?
The Kevin Bacon movie.
How many people have ever seen that movie?
It was so good.
Have you ever seen The Air Up There?
He like goes and recruits a basketball player, am I right?
Like, yeah, he finds somebody in Africa. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I've seen that movie at least 5 times.
And you liked it every time?
Every time.
When I watched it as a kid? Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Is it better than Blue Chips?
It's more fun.
Yeah. Than it's Blue more Chips. Disney than Blue Chips, right?
Yeah.
It's more Disney.
Is it better than Cool Runnings?
It's about the same. Ooh, it's about right there. Cool Runnings is really good.
Cool Runnings is based off of a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if The Air Up There is based on a true story.
I'll look
story.
It up.
All right, Mike.
Air Bud.
This one is just for you. I want to see how familiar you are with the roster.
Loosely based on the life of Charles Gattagna Mina. So there you go.
Okay.
Great player.
From Nairobi. He won the 91 Nairobi Slam Dunk Championship.
Heck yeah. Way to go. I'm sure it was a highly competitive.
Reality. Justin Watson will lead the Chiefs in receiving touchdowns next season.
Well, I would guess it would be Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey last year only had 5 receiving touchdowns.
His career's over. He's throwing passes when he might run one into the end zone for guys that lined up 6 yards offside and are upset that they lined
Justin
up offside.
Justin Watson doesn't catch the ball enough.
Well,
is my problem.
And that's an interesting point. But think about it. Their top 4 touchdown catchers, none of them were higher than, or excuse me, they were all at least 3.
I honestly don't know who it was.
Justin Watson had 3. Jerick McKinnon, the running back, had 4. Travis Kelce had 5, and Rashee Rice had 7. You have to think a good chunk.
And Patrick Mahomes won back-to-back championships.
He did.
With that.
To be honest, and I get it. I know this is a little bit of just asking a question off of this. Fact or fiction? Since I'm going to answer that by saying no, he won't. I'm going to say it'll be somebody else. Fact or fiction? If you put Dak Prescott as the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, they'd miss the playoffs.
I'll say fiction, but I think they're a fringe playoff team.
All right. Corey, fact or fiction? I'm going to ask the question after this, the opposite question. If Dak Prescott were the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, they'd miss the playoffs.
I will say no. I think that's fiction. I think they would make the playoffs.
Okay.
And they would probably win.
Yes,
they would probably win 2 or 3 games in the playoffs.
Fact or fiction, Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys this year. They win the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Fact or fiction.
Agreed. Fact. So fact.
Corey?
Fact.
Okay.
There you go.
So there's not much difference between them.
You got news?
Clay? Is it Clay Day?
Tell me.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
Oh, no, Corey. What are you doing?
Hold on.
What are you doing? Corey.
Guys, breaking news. On 105.3 The Fan, is presented by BetQL.
Oh, my God.
Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. From Adrian Wojnarowski, free agent Klay Thompson plans to join on a three-year $50 million deal with a player option.
Give it to me already.
The Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah!
It's a
Klay day.
It's a multi-team sign and trade that'll also send Josh Green to Charlotte.
To Charlotte,
so
we're really screwing him over.
Whoa!
We got Klay.
Wow!
Before our show was over, too,
we did it, and we thought for sure it happened at 2:10.
I did think that's probably what was going to happen, and they already got him photoshopped in the Mavericks uniform and everything.
Wow! The Mavericks closed a deal on a big time free agent.
Fact or fiction? Klay Thompson puts the Mavs over the top.
You said earlier we cannot have this feast or famine ideal of Klay Thompson.
Every championship into perpetuity from now on, Kevin, is ours based on this signing. Is the way I feel about it.
All right.
Oh, he's not even going to be number 11 on our team.
Yeah, he's wearing number 10 in this.
That's how much he wanted to be a Mav. He doesn't even care about his number.
He said, that's Kai's number. I'll keep this.
Hey, so the Mavericks The Mavericks move away from the Josh Green contract, which we talked about was probably going to happen, assuming Klay didn't just slide into the trade exception.
Okay. This is big. Wow. There's so much to talk about, but there's so little time. By the way, everybody that says nobody wants to play with Luka, and Luka this, Luka that. Klay Thompson, future Hall of Famer, is choosing to play with Luka. He had the choice, LeBron, LA, or the choice of Dallas and Luka, and he says, I'm choosing the 25-year-old Luka.
How fast do, I'm very concerned too, how fast do things change for the Mavericks where they weren't even listed in that top five, and now they're
going to be in the top five.
I told you, I think it would go from 11 to 1 to like 8 to 1, maybe 7 to 1, somewhere in that realm. So I do think that this improves their chances. And then Quentin Grimes really does replace Josh Green. If you're like, oh, but we lost Josh Green, 24-year-old. Well, we got a 24-year-old guy about the same height.
I disagree with this very much. Today's Klay Thompson is only 20% of the good Klay Thompson. I'm not happy at all. I'm just going to point out offensively. Defensively, I also have my concerns about where Klay Thompson is as opposed to before. But take a look at this, and I understand that people are going to be concerned when they hear these numbers. Two of the last 3 years, Klay Thompson shot 38.5% and 38.7% from three.
Is that good?
For a human, yes. For him, those are the worst two of his career. But keep this in mind. He also did so while shooting 9 three-pointers a game. Defenses will respect his shot no matter what. When you hear players on social media talk about this and they're going to be like, wow, tough one for LeBron, or oh, Klay with Luka is going to cook. It's because people in the league respect his shot regardless of what the numbers are on any particular day. Klay can go 0 for 8. You still think they're going to leave him wide open? Probably not. And I think that is the biggest deal about this whole signing. I know we got a lot of time to break it down, but you are going to create more open other people because of the attention that Klay Thompson is going to have to warrant.
Mike, I think you're dead on with the he chose to play with Luka over wearing a Lakers jersey. Like, that's significant, too. And then somebody said, is this the birthday gift Corey wanted?
Yeah, birthday.
Or does
boy.
He want more? Ooh. Kevin, never forget, 1 year on my birthday, the DeAndre Jordan thing happened. So
dude,
I don't.
What are
I'm
you
not,
doing? And then we got on the plane and it changed?
Yeah.
Don't you worry about that. Do you know what age Ray Allen was when he joined the Miami Heat to win that first championship for Miami? He was the fourth guy on that team, maybe even fifth. You know what age he was? And everybody thinks Ray Allen could still make big shots and did make a big shot.
I got something for you, Mike.
You seeing this too?
Yeah. He's 37.
Klay Thompson had 4-year offers for more money, but taking less was offset by the chance to win a fifth championship with the Mavs and, perhaps for the first time ever,
he sneezed.
The difference in state taxes. We talk about that all the time.
California in your face.
Nobody ever
you
cares.
You earthquake state.
Hey.
Nobody ever cares about that.
We don't have earthquakes.
Well, okay. I don't remember. I mean, we've had a little one. That's from tornado, fracking or something. Right?
Hey, 37 years old. So everybody that's making, and I get it. Hey, guess what? He only averaged 11 points a game for Miami. But But I think everybody will remember what Ray Allen did at 37 years old for the Miami Heat in a run that he was their fourth best player. By the way, at 34 years old, his numbers had gone down. Ray Allen, 16 points a game, is one of his worst shooting years of his career at 36% from three. He immediately went back to over 40% from three. But when he was in his prime, a few years before, at 31 years old, he averaged 26.4 points. Are you telling me then when he went to Boston and was averaging 17 and 18 and 16 and 16 and a half and won a championship there, he was a trash player and was only 20% of Ray Allen? He wasn't Ray Allen in Seattle. He wasn't Ray Allen of Milwaukee, but he was still a very valuable piece to Boston. And then he went to Miami at age 37 and won another championship as their fourth, fifth guy on their team. I'm not telling you that this is it. The Mavs have won the championship or will be the favorite or are better than Boston. But this helps out the Dallas Mavericks the same way it helped out the Boston Celtics when they got Ray Allen and the same way it helped out the Miami Heat when they got Ray Allen. We got a 40% three-point shooter that teams will be fearful of leaving open.
Congratulations, props to Nico and Michael Finley for getting this thing closed, man.
Dude.
Man, and I think about...
People are choosing us.
I think about the deal with Derrick Jones Jr. where you could have sat around and waited, and I have no doubt that he would have made his way back here. But instead, they were like, hey, if we move now, we have somebody that we think is essentially a comp in Najee Marshall, and we can still make a run at Clay, and I think we can get him.
And they're still under the first apron?
Yes. That is true. I'm going to have to regroup my numbers on this.
They're $170.8 million, and the first apron's $178.1. I'm sorry, projected salary is $175, and the first apron is $178.1, according to Bobby Marks.
Which keeps it available to make other moves during the season. Wow. You can make other moves in the next few days, too, but it keeps you available to make more moves to add to this team if you need to add to this team in January or February.
It was awesome.
Holy moly.
How many other players are going to, at 34 years old, he's not done. I'm looking at Dell Ellis. If you can shoot, and people might not even know who Dell Ellis was. He was the best three-point shooter in the 80s/early 90s. These guys last till they're close to 40 years old when you can shoot. Ray Allen played till 38. Dell Ellis, 38. When you're 6'6" and can flat out shoot, I'm not telling you he's going to be the same at 37 and 38 as he was at 30. But these guys that can shoot last till they're about 40 years old in the NBA.
Now look, he's still shooting 39% last year. So
Now we got to find a place for him to sail his boat.
I'm just telling you. I think other players are going to look at this, and then when they're not happy in January about their situation, are going to look and go, hey, can I get to Dallas?
Dude, and now the more you think about it, Kevin, Najee Marshall, Derrick Jones Jr., Quentin Grimes, Josh Green, Clay. Like, this is a great offseason.
Clay for Tim Hardaway Jr.
Tim Hardaway Jr. This is
I don't know who won that.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I begrudgingly accept that deal.
Very happy with Nico's work, man. This is amazing.
Man, he's doing a heck of a job. And
I never thought it would happen, Kevin.
There is palpable excitement about this.
And the Celtics are selling their team, so they're going to fall apart next year.
Honestly, Caldwell Pope leaving Denver.
I actually think they've gotten worse. I think Yahoo has an article, and if it's not them, it's somebody else that says, is Denver about to waste a prime year of Jokic with some of the people that
they've
been
losing? City has gotten better.
Oh my God, yes. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, let's talk about the breaking news of Klay Thompson to the Dallas Mavericks with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yes.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
He is.
If you're looking to buy a brand new car, if you need to buy a brand new car, maybe to haul home all those championship rings, the place to go is Platinum Chevrolet, their brand new 80,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility in Terrell, geared up for the Tolos. They got the same great people that I've experienced, that Corey's family has experienced, and those low, low prices that has led my family to buy four cars from them in the last 4 years.
And for the last 36 years, Platinum has been showing their customers across DFW how to drive the difference, and now giving the customers that control to drive the deal. Four easy steps. You can customize your buying experience, find your vehicle. Second, value your trade. Third, build your deal. And then fourth, test drive. making the buying process even easier for you. So GM Justin Rudd, ready to assist and help you get that dream truck, car, or SUV. Or clear upfront pricing, the price you see online, that's the price you're going to pay. Visit PlatinumChevyTexas.com. Drive a little further to save a lot more. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're birthday boy and breaking news machine today. Corey Majors,
thank you,
has let us know that Klay Thompson is on his way to the Dallas Mavericks. And perhaps the most notable part of this whole thing, well, I guess the most notable part is he's coming to the Mavericks.
That's right.
But also Woj saying that he had four-year offers for more money, but saw Dallas as a better destination and better proximity to a championship. And I think that's what we all have hoped for through the other Luka years, through all of the Dirk years, that people would come here because they're like, look how close we are to a championship. And everyone's like, nobody wants to come to Dallas. Well, here's one.
Yeah, baby. I'm pumped. I'm very, very excited about this Klay Thompson move. This 3 years, 50 mil, I think is well under the projection that he was supposed to be getting. So money-wise, this is exciting. You do part with Josh Green. I'm okay with that.
Which was like a three-year, I think, $39 million total.
Yeah, I mean, I know people have been holding out hope like Josh Green will eventually develop into a potential fringe all-star type player. I think Josh Green is what he is. He will give you some good moments. He's an extreme hustle, high-energy guy. But to me, you add Klay Thompson, who desperately helps you with spot-up, sharp shooting, which they needed in the finals. Yes. I don't know where his defense is at this point in his career. At one point, very good defender. Maybe that's waning a little bit.
Yeah.
But the veteran leadership, the been there, done that, the making big plays in big moments that he brings to the table. And clearly he's doing this because he wants to win a championship.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that I've heard about Klay Thompson, he's kind of a guy that's going to hold a little bit of a grudge, maybe have a chip on his shoulder. He wants to leave Golden State. He's going to say, bleep you, look at me, I can win a ring without you.
Why would he hold a grudge?
Well, he's the only one they haven't kept out of those three.
Yeah, but they paid
Draymond, they made sure they kept.
They paid him when he was hurt, when he missed like entire seasons of basketball.
Yeah, and then he came back and helped him win championships.
Yeah, but there's no reason. I mean, there's really no reason to hold a grudge.
I think he would have liked to retire a Golden State Warrior.
Yeah.
And I think he's not happy about that.
But we're not in an era where anybody gets to do what they want to do when it comes to professional sports and retiring where you want to retire.
That's true.
You
know?
Well, it seems like everybody else in that big three but him are going to do that.
Okay.
Well,
we have birthday.
One second. Corey is here to rain on your parade.
Crispy Haynes.
Yeah.
Has tweeted, Golden State is still working through details with Dallas, and I'm told, quote, a deal is not close at this point.
Are we about to hit DeAndre Jordan?
What they're trying to figure out is
what can happen, what Golden State will get in this deal. So what they're going to get in return. So because we know that Charlotte
gets the other team?
Josh Green.
Okay, Charlotte's involved, Dallas is involved, Golden State's involved. What were the parameters going into this thing? What was Golden State looking for?
Money off the books and potentially draft picks.
Okay. Oof. So they're going to get the draft picks from Charlotte? Is that what we're talking about now?
I'm assuming because Charlotte's getting Josh Green.
Okay, they're probably not agreeing on the compensation then of where that pick might land.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. Are we talking protected picks? What are we talking here? If we knew that, we'd probably have a better idea. I think Charlotte's probably thinking, wait a minute, we didn't agree to that pick. We agreed to this pick.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
That is an interesting point. Okay. Look. Shams was on it. Shams was on it. Excuse me.
Brad Shams was on it.
And Woj was on it. Obviously, I trust those two quite a bit. And one of the things we talked about in the NBA is once the player decides where they want to go, you just pretty much have to figure out a way to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for Charlotte's sake, I will give you here, they do not have a first round pick in next year's draft.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2027, they do have their own pick and Dallas's pick based off of the PJ Washington. So I'm wondering if they're saying, I'm guessing from what you're saying, Brian.
We're trying to give you Dallas's pick.
In 2027, they're like, we want the better one. We want to choose which pick we get. And maybe they're like, we want you to get the worst pick out of that because Charlotte might be still really bad in 27, and they're like, they don't want to give a top 10 pickup for this trade.
Right. That's where I think they're at right now with this whole thing, that they're probably thinking like, we'll give you the less of the two.
In fact, they have three in 27. They also have Miami's pick.
Oh,
it's top 14 protected, though.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, they're having problems with that. That's the big thing.
Yeah, I bet in 27, the three first-round picks, I'm wondering if one of those is going to Golden State, but they're trying to figure out which one is supposed to be going.
Yep. And Dallas and Dallas is holding back, or actually Charlotte will be holding back now.
Wait, so do we get to throw the Klay Thompson party today?
I think you should. I will say this. How can you still party?
Yeah,
it's Corey's really tough to go back if you're Klay Thompson and he's put out to Woj, or his agent has put out to Woj, I choose Dallas. Dallas is my team. And then there's a draft pick compensation thing that's holding it back. I mean, sometimes these things end up fixing themselves because everybody has made their choice.
Well, this is where maybe Golden State's bitter. Maybe Golden State's a little bit bitter by, you know, like him leaving the way or talking about the way he's going to leave. If he has no reason to be bitter, as far as I'm concerned, just because they paid him when he was hurt.
Yeah.
You know, they never wavered from that. And he wouldn't miss two straight years, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. So to
me. And then they did win a championship. I mean, he's a part of this championship.
No, he's a part of this championship. And I think that it's one of those things you just move on. You know, if you're looking to stick it to somebody,
If I was Klay, I'd want to be in Dallas over Golden State right now. I think the Mavs are much closer to a championship. I don't know what Golden State's going to be doing.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to rebuild.
I mean, they got screwed with the Paul George thing. Well, clearly the Clippers said, hey, we don't want to. That's why it was weird that the Clippers were still being linked to Klay. Like, if I were the Warriors, I'd be petty back and say, no, we're not going to even talk about sending Klay to you if you just blocked us to get Paul George.
The fact that he doesn't want to go be with his dad, that might tell you something, too. That the fact, you know, with the Lakers and stuff like that, I mean, you know, usually you think, oh, we saw it with in New York, you know, with Brunson.
Nobody's ever chose the Mavs, though. Like, if this goes through, literally in the history of Mark Cuban and his PlayStations and robes and whatever, like, it didn't matter. Nobody chose us. And this is the first time that somebody had a choice between the Lakers, the Mavericks, and a few other organizations, and he says, I choose the Mavericks. Like, this is for me, this is a first in my Maverick history that a person actually chose us in a free agent decision and maybe chose us over more years. Like, we're giving less years and less money, chose the Mavs because of the position they're in.
That tax break is no joke either now.
Yeah. And they mentioned that
for a guy that,
I love
for that guy that long in his career, you know, if you're looking at the final years of your, you know, NBA existence and you catch a tax break, that's always a plus.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always. Hagee, nice. Thanks so much for asking.
Rangers GM Chris Young, 420.
How much are you guys going to talk about Martin Paz making the MLS All-Star team?
We're probably not going to mention that much.
What?
In the first 5 seconds of the show.
I think
but
you
after
just covered
that,
it for
huge,
time,
yeah, huge first match time night, though. Kevin. Huge match
it
night
is
for,
big.
For U.S. soccer.
USA,
tonight.
You better get a big win.
You better find
like
a way to win.
6-0
Thompson.
Yeah. That ain't happening.
I am looking forward to the show. Breaking news galore. Thank you guys for rolling with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, KNC, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say happy birthday to your sister, Kevin.
Happy birthday. Oh, you almost got me. She knows her name. Happy birthday, Yammers.
Man, that's big. That's impressive.
Klay, and I think we can get him.
And they're still under the first apron?
Yes. That is true. I'm going to have to regroup my numbers on this.
They're $170.8 million, and the first apron's $178.1. I'm sorry, projected salary is $175, and the first apron is $178.1, according to Bobby Marks.
Which keeps it available to make other moves during the season. Wow. You can make other moves in the next few days, too, but it keeps you available to make more moves to add to this team if you need to add to this team in January or February.
It was awesome.
Holy moly.
How many other players are going to, at 34 years old, he's not done. I'm looking at Dell Ellis. If you can shoot, and people might not even know who Dell Ellis was. He was the best three-point shooter in the 80s/early 90s. These guys last till they're close to 40 years old when you can shoot. Ray Allen played till 38. Dell Ellis, 38. When you're 6'6" and can flat out shoot, I'm not telling you he's going to be the same at 37 and 38 as he was at 30. But these guys that can shoot last till they're about 40 years old in the NBA.
And look, he's still shooting 39% last year. So
now we got to find a place for him to sail his boat.
I'm just telling you. I think other players are going to look at this, and then when they're not happy in January about their situation, are going to look and go, "Hey, can I get to Dallas,
dude?" And now the more you think about it, Kevin, Najee Marshall. Derek Jones Jr., Quentin Grimes, Josh Green, Klay, Like this is a great
Clay
offseason.
For Tim Hardaway Jr.
Noel, yes, Clay for Tim Hardaway Jr. This is
I don't know who won that.
I'm very happy. Begrudgingly accept that deal.
Very happy with Nico's work, man. This is amazing.
Man, he's doing a heck of a job. And
I never thought it would happen, Kevin.
There is palpable excitement about this.
And the Celtics are selling their team, so they're going to fall apart next year.
Honestly, Caldwell Pope leaving Denver.
I actually do think
they've gotten worse.
I think Yahoo has an article, and if it's not them, it's somebody else that says, is Denver about to waste a prime year of Jokic with some of the people that
they've
been
losing? City has gotten better.
Oh my God, yes. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, let's talk about the breaking news of Klay Thompson to the Dallas Mavericks with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yes.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
He is.
If you're looking to buy a brand new car, if you need to buy a brand new car, maybe to haul home all those championship rings, the place to go is Platinum Chevrolet. Their brand new 80,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility in Terrell, geared up for the Tolos. They got the same great people that I've experienced, that Corey's family has experienced, and those low, low prices that has led my family to buy four cars from them in the last 4 years.
And for the last 36 years, Platinum has been showing their customers across DFW how to drive the difference, and now giving the customers that control to drive the deal. Four easy steps. You can customize your buying experience, find your vehicle. Second, value your trade. Third, build your deal. And then fourth, test drive, making the buying process even easier for you. So GM Justin Rudd, ready to assist and help you get that dream truck, car, or SUV. Or clear up front pricing, the price you see online, that's the price you're going to pay. Visit PlatinumChevyTexas.com. Drive a little further to save a lot more. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're birthday boy and breaking news machine today. Corey Majors,
thank you,
has let us know that Klay Thompson is on his way to the Dallas Mavericks. And perhaps the most notable part of this whole thing, well, I guess the most notable part is he's coming to the Mavericks.
That's right.
But also Woj saying that he had four-year offers for more money, but saw Dallas as a better destination and better proximity to a championship. And I think that's what we all have hoped for through the other Luka years, through all of the Dirk years, that people would come here because they're like, look how close we are to a championship. And everyone's like, nobody wants to come to Dallas. Well, here's one.
Yeah, baby. I'm pumped. I'm very, very excited about this Klay Thompson move. This 3 years, 50 mil, I think it's well under the projection that he was supposed to be getting. So money-wise, this is exciting. You do part with Josh Green. I'm okay with that.
Which was like a three-year, I think, $39 million total.
Yeah, I mean, I know people have been holding out hope like Josh Green will eventually develop into a potential fringe all-star type player. I think Josh Green is what he is. He will give you some good moments. He's an extreme hustle, high-energy guy. But to me, you add Klay Thompson, who desperately helps you with spot-up, sharp shooting, which they needed in the finals. Yes. I don't know where his defense is at this point in his career. At one point, very good defender. Maybe that's waning a little bit.
Yeah.
But the veteran leadership, the been there, done that, the making big plays in big moments that he brings to the table. And clearly he's doing this because he wants to win a championship.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that I've heard about Klay Thompson, he's kind of a guy that's going to hold a little bit of a grudge, maybe have a chip on his shoulder. He wants to leave Golden State. He's going to say, bleep you. Look at me. I can win a ring without you.
Why would he hold a grudge?
Well, he's the only one they haven't kept out of those three.
Yeah, but they paid
Draymond, they made sure they kept.
They paid him when he was hurt, when he missed like entire seasons of basketball.
Yeah, and then he came back and helped them win championships.
Yeah, but there's no reason. I mean, there's really no reason to hold a grudge.
I think he would have liked to retire Golden State Warrior.
Yeah.
And I think he's not happy about that.
But we're not in an era where anybody gets to do what they want to do when it comes to professional sports and retiring where you want to retire.
That's true.
You
know? Well, seems like everybody else in that big three but him are going to do that.
Okay.
Well,
we have birthday.
Wait. One second. Corey is here to rain on your parade.
Crispy Haynes.
Yeah.
Has tweeted, Golden State is still working through details with Dallas, and I'm told, quote, a deal is not close at this point.
Are we about to get DeAndre Jordan?
I trust they're trying to figure out
what they're trying to figure out is what can happen
what Golden State will get in this deal. So what they're going to get in return. So because we know that Charlotte gets Josh Green.
Okay, Charlotte's involved, Dallas is involved, Golden State's involved. What were the parameters going into this thing? What was Golden State looking for?
Anybody to get money off the books and potentially draft picks.
Okay. Oof. So they're going to get the draft picks from Charlotte? Is that what we're talking about now?
I'm assuming because Charlotte's getting Josh Green.
Okay, they're probably not agreeing on the compensation then of where that pick might land.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. Are we talking protected picks? What are we talking here? If we knew that, we'd probably have a better idea. I think Charlotte's probably thinking, wait a minute, we didn't agree to that pick. We agreed to this pick.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
That is an interesting point. Okay. Look. Okay. Shams was on it.
Brad Shams was on it.
And Woj was on it. Obviously, I trust those two quite a bit. And one of the things we talked about in the NBA is once the player decides where they want to go, you just pretty much have to figure out a way to make it work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for Charlotte's sake, I will give you here, they do not have a first round pick in next year's draft.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2027, they do have their own pick and Dallas's pick based off of the PJ Washington. So I'm wondering if they're saying, I'm guessing from what you're saying, Brian.
We're trying to give you Dallas's pick.
In 2027, they're like, we want the better one. We want to choose which pick we get. Maybe they're like, we want you to get the worst pick out of that because Charlotte might be still really bad in 27, and they're like, they don't want to give a top 10 pickup for this trade.
Right. That's where I think they're at right now with this whole thing, that they're probably thinking like, we'll give you the less of the two.
I think they have three in 27. They also have Miami's pick. It's top 14 protected, though.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, they're having problems with that. That's the big thing.
Yeah, right, I bet now. In 27, the three first-round picks, I'm wondering if one of those is going to Golden State, but they're trying to figure out which one is supposed to be going.
Yep. And Dallas and Dallas is holding back, or actually Charlotte will be holding back now.
Wait, so do we get to throw the Klay Thompson party today?
I think you can still party.
Yeah.
It's Corey's really tough to go back if you're Klay Thompson and he's put out to Woj or his agent has put out to Woj, I choose Dallas. Dallas is my team. And then there's a draft pick compensation thing that's holding it back. Sometimes these things end up fixing themselves because everybody has made their choice.
Well, this is where maybe Golden State's bitter. Maybe Golden State's a little bit bitter by, you know, like him leaving the way or talking about the way he's going to leave. If he has no reason to be bitter as far as I'm concerned, just because they paid him when he was hurt.
Yeah.
You know, they never wavered from that. And he went missed two straight years, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. So to
and
me.
And then they did win a championship. I mean, he's
a part of this championship, and there's I think that it's one of those things you just move on. You know, if you're looking to stick it to somebody,
if I was Klay, I'd want to be in Dallas over Golden State right now. I think the Mavs are much closer to a championship. I don't know what Golden State's going to be doing.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to rebuild.
I mean, they got screwed with the Paul George thing. Well, clearly the Clippers said, hey, we don't want to. That's why it was weird that the Clippers were still being linked to Klay. Like, if I were the Warriors, I'd be petty back and say, no, we're not going to even talk about sending Klay to you blocked us to get Paul George.
The fact that he doesn't want to go be with his dad, that might tell you something too. That the fact, you know, with the Lakers and stuff like that, I mean, you know, usually you think, oh, we saw it in New York, you know, with Brunson.
Nobody's ever chose the Mavs though. If this goes through, literally in the history of Mark Cuban and his PlayStations and robes and whatever, like it didn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Nobody chose us. And this is the first time that somebody had a choice between the Lakers, the Mavericks, and a few other organizations. And he says, I choose the Mavericks. Like, this is for me, this is a first in my Maverick history that a person actually chose us in a free agent decision. And maybe chose us over more years, like we're giving less years and less money, chose the Mavs because of the position they're in.
That tax break is no joke either now.
Yeah, and they mentioned that
for a guy that for that guy that long in his career. You know, if you're looking at the final years of your you know, NBA existence and you catch a tax break, that's always a plus.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure gold as always. Hagee, thanks so much for asking.
Rangers GM Chris Young, 420.
How much are you guys going to talk about Martin Paz making the MLS All-Star team?
We're probably not going to mention that much.
What?
In the first 5 seconds of the show.
I think
but
you
after
just
that,
covered it for
us. Huge match night for U.S. soccer
USA,
tonight.
You better get a big win.
Better find
like
a way to win.
Klay
Thompson.
That ain't happening.
I am looking forward to the show. Breaking news galore. Thank you guys for rolling with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, KNC, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say happy birthday to your sister, Kevin.
Happy birthday. Oh, you almost got me. She knows her name. Happy birthday, Yammers.
Man, that's big. That's impressive.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.